Well, today I'd like to start looking at a term that we hear an awful lot. It's called Judeo-Christianity. Judeo-Christianity. You see, there exists in many branches, or in fact, about every branch of the Christian church today, and also in much of our society, an obsession and a propensity to promote this term called Judeo-Christianity. For example, this statement is commonly made, even by those who should know better, that we Christians owe a debt to the Jews, for we got our Bible and our religion from them. Well, while many people have been deceived into believing this, it is completely false. It is not uncommon to hear such phrases as our Judeo-Christian religion and our Judeo-Christian heritage. And we also hear the phrase Judeo-Christianity. But few people seem to have any understanding of what these terms really do mean. Oh, at one time, I, like many or some or most or all of you, believed in such a thing as Judeo-Christianity. But I have since learned that Judaism and Christianity are as close to opposites as you can get. And I would like to share with you what I have learned. First, let's consider the claim that we got our Bible and our religion from the Jews. Let's ask ourselves, first of all, did we get the Old Testament from the Jews? No, we didn't, for several reasons. In the first place, and as will be shown in a later broadcast, no Jew by religion existed before the return of the Babylonian captivity shortly after 536 B.C. That's right. Judaism never existed as a religion until around 500 B.C. So all of the Old Testament from Adam to the return from the Babylonian captivity happened without Judaism. And that's what they'll tell you, not me. It's the Jews that know this information. It's also certain that we didn't get the New Testament from them, for the Jewish religion is condemned throughout all the New Testament. And no hardcore Jew gives the New Testament, and the Old for that matter, any credibility whatsoever. Most people also presume that the Jews believe in the first five books of the Bible. They call that the Torah. T-O-R-A-H, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. And most people believe that they read and study these books. The fact is that at the time of Christ, some may have, and I repeat, some may have done so, but today they do not. That's right. I didn't blink. Several years ago, I was watching a television program, and there were three rabbis being interviewed on TV. I don't remember their positions, but they were important leaders within the Jewish community. They were asked specifically by this man who was conducting this interview about the first five books of the Bible, and one of these gentlemen responded as follows. Now, listen to this. This gentleman, he's an important Jew. He said, quote, I have never read the first five books of the Bible, and I don't know any important Jew who has. End of quote. Let me read that to you again. I have never read the first five books of the Bible, and I don't know any important Jew who has. Well, when I heard this, I don't mind telling you that I was shocked, because I had always believed that the Jews read and understand at least the first five books of the Bible. But here was a prominent Jewish leader stating that was not true. And the other two rabbis who were sitting there never disagreed with him or looked shocked. Well, we kind of have to ask ourselves, don't we, the question, if they do not read and study some portion of the Bible, what is the basis of their religion? We need an answer to that, I think, and to that question we will address later on in another broadcast again. But it is remarkable that so many people are willing to believe that Christianity has something in common with Judaism, even knowing that the Jews do not accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And it seems to me that fact alone That's right. With that fact alone, Christianity has nothing in common with Judaism. Absolutely nothing. If you cannot accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then there is nothing in common with Christianity and the religion who does not believe in Jesus Christ. Nothing. The Jews practice a religion that's called Judaism, and there is very little, if any, similarity, again, between Judaism and Christianity. Now, most people, again, think or believe that Judaism is the religion of the ancient Hebrews. And I'm going to address this issue later on, but Judaism did not even become a religion again until about 500 B.C. or 534 B.C. And one is simply at a loss in trying to determine where and when this term Judeo-Christianity or Judeo-Christian was first used. I really don't know where it came from. Some of the older dictionaries tell us that the word Judaically, J-U-D-I-A-I-C-A-L-L-Y, means after the Jewish manner, and Judaic, J-U-D-A-I-C, means of the Jews, their culture, but no Judeo-Christianity. To use a term like Judeo-Christianity or our Judeo-Christian heritage presupposes that there are people called Jews and that their heritage and the heritage of Christians have something in common. The primary dictionary meaning of the word heritage is inheritance. Did you know that? That's an estate that passes down from generation to generation in the family. However, Webster defines heritage as follows, as it pertains to Scripture. In Scripture, the saints or people of God are called His heritage, being claimed by Him and the object of His special care. That's Israel, my friends, not the Jews. The New World Dictionary of the American Language states the following. In the Bible, the chosen people of God are Israelites, not Jews, no Jews there. I guess now the question becomes, do we have anything in common with the Israelites in the Old Testament or the Jews of today? We probably would have to ask ourselves, are the Jews really Israel? And if we, the Israelites and the Jews, are all Israelites, then we have a common heritage. And if not, of course, then we don't. But stop and think a minute. Actually, there are African blacks, there are Aborigines in Australia, and there are Chinese in China who are Christians. And those heritage have absolutely nothing in common with each other, much less a people called Jews. Therefore, the term Judeo-Christian heritage is a misnomer. Nevertheless, we will examine the origin of this people called Jews and see if their heritage has anything in common with the Anglo-Saxon people, and I'll just tell you in the beginning it does not. In addition, to use a term like Judeo-Christian ethics also presupposes that there are people called Jews and that their ethics and ours have something in common. It would be easier if we could compare the ancestry and history of the Jews and the Anglo-Saxon people or any other peoples to see that what they have in common. That would be easy to do. We would also be able to compare Judaism with Christianity, but it is impossible to compare Jews with Christianity because the word Jews refers to a people and Christianity to a religion. This impossibility also makes the term Judeo-Christian a misnomer, unless the term is construed to be applied to religions. Nevertheless, we will first examine the religion of the Jews and see if it has anything in common with Christianity. Now, this term, again, fails to appear in any dictionary. However, the Random House Unabridged Dictionary of 1979 states of Judaism, the monotheistic religion of the Jews having its ethical, ceremonial, and legal foundation in the precepts of the Old Testament and in the teachings and the commentaries of the rabbins, as found chiefly in the Talmud. Now, that latter is correct. And there's a lot more to Judaism than this definition implies. And in order to understand this huge wall of separation between Judaism and Christianity, we should look briefly, and I do mean briefly, at some of the buzzwords relating to Judaism. And I can't even pronounce them. They're things like the Torah, the Pentateuch, the Haggadah, and I don't know, the Midrash, the Midrashim, the Kabbalah, the Talmud, and the Shema. Well, as I mentioned to you, the Torah is a name applied to the first five books written by Moses. The word Torah means doctrine or law and became known as the law book. It is divided into two parts, one historical from Genesis to Exodus, and the law from the middle of Exodus to the end of Deuteronomy. The law contains some 613 laws, of which 248 are commands and 365 are prohibitions. But as I've already told you, according to important Jews, these books are not even read by them. Now there's another word I call, use the Pentateuch. It's simply the Greek adaptation of the Hebrew expression referring to the five books written by Moses, or again, the Torah. The oral laws, now they're really funny, are the laws and statutes. Now this is in addition to the Pentateuch of the Torah that God supposedly now gave to Moses. It includes all the interpretations and conclusions which the scribes deduced from the written Torah, as well as the regulations instituted by them, and therefore comprise the entire traditional teaching contained in the Mishnah and the Midrashim, and they're divided into some eight different groups. Now, I don't have time to go into each one of these type of groups, but I just want you to have some understanding and some idea how complex Judaism and how much it's wrapped up in its own writings and how little of it is actually based on Scripture. The definition by Random House Dictionary stated that Judaism's legal foundations in the precepts of the Old Testament. That's what they said. However, nothing, with the exception of the Torah, and I've already told you that they don't even read that, was a product of God, and we have learned, again, that important Jews don't even read it. They don't even read it.